Hey, oh, good gosh, back sitting at my computer. I was supposed to do these daily, but then I was talking to my sister and like some of my friends, and I was like, yeah, that's a bit much. So I'm just doing a handful, a couple or something like that. I don't know. I guess we'll see how I'm feeling. So the other day, I like how we're just jumping right into it. I basically just realized that it's been about a year since I actually did videos or whatever. Videos. Again, with the videos. Episodes. Can't even talk, guys. Doggone it. Podcast. Dang it. Swear I wasn't drinking. Only thing I'm drinking is what? Water. And I got a plate of mashed potatoes in front of me. Was just watching True Beauty. I honestly feel like everybody needs to watch that. It's so good. Yes, on the last episode now, decided to make this podcast now before I watch the end where I know I'm finna be crying. Oh, Lord. And it's so crazy because, you know, catch somebody dying in real life or something like that, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, child should have salad. But as soon as I see something happen on TV, ooh, girl, Grey's Anatomy had me crying all up and through, I'll tell you that. Anyways, it is 10:47 p.m. Titusville, Florida. I was just thinking about it and I was trying to figure out why I start podcasts like that. But then I was like, oh snap, I'm tripping. Because I have an audio diary and a written diary, and I basically timestamp both. So it's like a habit. Oh gosh. Yeah, crazy to think. I hope these aren't still up here when I have kids that can actually listen to stuff like this, because Lord have mercy. Ooh-wee, child, I tell ya. Hot mess. Child, I'm scared. I feel like my kids finna be atrocious. But then listening to this too, boy, they gonna be like, Dad, you were doing this. I want to be like you when I grow up. Ooh, no, you don't, girl. No, you don't. And even if they don't, you know what? Let me stop. If my children are anything like me, they would never say that. They would be like, bro, what is this, man? This is whack. Or they'd be like, oh, snap. You know, I don't know. I'll listen to it. No, I'm feeling good, well, that they like really enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of those people that'll say that I don't like something, but actually do like something, like, depending on what it is. If it's anime, I'm finna say, yeah, I watch anime, like, period. If it's video games, I'm finna say, yeah, I watch video. Wow. I play video games. Period. But, like, you know, just certain things, like, I don't know. You know what? Let me not even get into that. Anyways, on a serious note, honestly, I have been going through, a little predicament. Not anything too serious to everyone else, but kind of serious to me. This is finna sound very juvenile and really just like, really, bro, how old are you? But I'm having just issues with a person that I like, and it's just, it's killing me. I was watching True Beauty, as I said it before, and I ended up writing a song today, well, half of it. I didn't feel like finishing it because I was in the midst of crying. Actually, no, I did finish it. I just didn't write it down. I was like crying throughout the whole thing. But so basically, like, I am really, really just like feeling my friend right now, right? And I just don't know, like, mentally, I'm just like, ugh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know how to even begin to unpack this. Like, for real. Okay, refrigerator, we can all hear you. Dang, what you humming for? Good night. Anyways, so basically, I have known this person for like a while. Okay, you know he's straight, all this other stuff, and it's well, okay. We're not gonna say straight because straight is a stretch, but anyways, you know when you like somebody and you like know that you like them or you have known them, so you know like all the raggedy stuff that comes with, you know, being with that person. Because you've seen, you know, him go through or her or whatever, them go through relationships before. And it's like, you know, and you just see stuff that you just automatically just like don't like. It's kind of like that. I'm in that kind of limbo land. It's like, do I really want to deal with that? I don't even like people. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I want to say something? Do I want a voice? Do I want to be like, oh, hey, yeah, I like you and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all like, oh boy, like, hero, sweetie, what are you doing? Girl, I'm doing what it do. Damn it. Get out of my business. Although I'm telling you my business, so you better pay attention. Dang. Anyways. I don't know. It's really been bothering me. Like, to the point where, like, I don't know. Whenever I'm in my feelings or, like, whenever something is happening like this or something bad happens, I don't know why, but like my immediate instinct is to either sing, fight, or cry. Well, or we'll escape. Or swim. Gosh dog. But it's usually like I'll sing. If I can't sing or just creatively, I can't really come up with any words or anything like that, then I go to mixed martial arts and I'll try to fight it out, you know, like just call it a day. But sometimes, you know, I've come to just realize, you know, as I get older, a whole lot of things just can't be fought out, you know? So then with me not really understanding what I should do, I'm just crying just out of nowhere for no reason. And boy, I tell you, like, sometimes I'll get real good sleep, other times I won't. Like, stuff literally be keeping me up. I'm like, oh my gosh. But I don't know. You know that feeling when you know that you like somebody and you know that they don't like you back, but it has not been it has not been confirmed, so you like still hold out a whole bunch of hope for no reason. I hate it here. Anyways, I don't know though. It's just, that's the kind of predicament I'm in. It also doesn't help that, you know, everybody basically approves of it if it does happen. So it's like, oh, people keep asking me about it and stuff. I mean, I guess, I know, I should not be listening to other people and what they have to say and stuff like that because, you know, but at the same time, you know, sometimes it really does give you that encouragement or that, you know, that emotional and mental boost that, you know, the courage to really go out there and get what you want. But for me, I don't know. I'm just very much in the mindset of, if I do that, what about the relationship? The friendship, because it's a really good one, like a really good one. And I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that, one. But two, I'm just that kind of person to where I feel like nobody wants me anyway. So why? why do anything? Why try? Why, you know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know, like, how am I supposed to know whether somebody likes me or not, or what's going on with anybody or their feelings if I don't ask, or, you know, just go out and see for myself? But it's like, I don't have that kind of courage. I mean, I do, but I don't. Like, I do in a way of, like, if somebody else was asking me to do something for them and it was like, and it was that, I'd be like, oh yeah, do you like this girl? Okay then, dang. You know? Choking on my own spit. Gosh, dog it. Anyways. But I'd be like, yeah, do you like this girl, and call it a day, you know? But for me, I'm just so self-conscious about myself. I'm not that confident when it comes to stuff like that, you know? Like, I know, who I am, what I look like, how I feel about myself. Like, I'm cool. But when it comes to actually trying to figure out if somebody likes me or asking someone out, it bothers me. It just really gets to me, because it's like, and everybody's like, what's the worst thing? The worst they can do is say no. But it's like, I don't think people understand how powerful the word no is sometimes. Like, sometimes it's just like, no. You know what I'm saying? But then you have, like, the uncomfortable dating no, where, like, you want to ask someone out, or you want to ask someone, you know, be your girlfriend or just whatever. And sometimes people just don't want to say no. They just, they say no plus some, or they won't say no at all. And they'll beat around the bush, basically telling you to go fuck yourself 5 different ways. You know what I'm saying? I don't think people be under, the worst they can do is say no, girl. That's, that is the worst they can do. Literally, that would be the worst thing that they do. Like, come on now. Act like you're not a human being. Like, come on now. And it'd be the people that be always, you know, booed up and everything, that be saying stuff like that. Lord, I am yawning. Wow. I'm yawning every 10 seconds. Like, I need to go to bed because I got to go to work in the morning. But, child, I don't know. Just some stuff been bothering me. Then, this doggone dude my mama sitting over here doggone talking to is sitting over here giving my brother's doggone money and junk. Where my college money? Child, but I ain't worried about it. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see who's still alive tomorrow. I know where you sleep at. Thanks. Anyways. I know you ain't threatening people on the internet. Sure is. Child. Oh my gosh. Which brings me back to True Beauty. Everybody need to watch that. Man. It's a girl up in that thing that make you want to slap fire into her. Swear for goodness. Oh, Lord. You know when you be watching TV and you see somebody that you really, 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 really relate with, but then, like, they do something that you just would not do, and you just start imagining yourself in that TV show? Boy, I tell you, I be doing that all the time. Boy, I be sitting over there yelling at the TV, be like, man, I be done slap that bitch. Hell nah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, full-blown cussing people out through the screen. Swear for goodness, I will pause the show, say what I need to say, and then calm down, and then keep on going with the show. Boy, I interact with this TV, okay? Like, interaction. Lord have mercy. Oh, yes, child. I don't know. Got a whole bunch going on. Still working on the thing with my show. Just started doing some music stuff. So, you know, and doing this podcast and then work and stuff. So, got a lot going on. But I don't know. I like to just sit here and talk about literally nothing because, yeah. But this episode shouldn't be that long because I'm about to go in a second so I can go eat these mashed potatoes. Because, you know, I done ate a couple bites while I'm talking, but I can't do it. I can't. And I need to finish True Beauty. I'm on the last episode, child. Where am I? Is this the last episode? What episode this is? Hold on. Where my mom at? Hurry up, phone. Out here playing games. Sure enough is, this the last episode. Boy, boy, boy. This girl had me scared. You know, the main girl that be sitting over there, doggone, it's a little love triangle thing. You know, when the main girl we think about getting with the dude that we know that she shouldn't be getting with, but, you know, probably should get with just because, you know, he a little rough around the edges, but he got a good heart. But it's like, nah, we want the one that had a good heart from jump. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. We've been with him longer. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You nice, though. You sweet. We can still be friends. We can't be friends. We can still be friends anyway, though. You know what I'm saying? Bye, bye, bye. Had me scared to death. Thought she was finna choose the wrong dude. I was like, you better go on to your man, bitch. I ain't playing no games. Girl, I'm sorry, but I can always book a flight to Asia. I'll find you right quick. Don't play with me. Why be getting so invested in these shows? So invested. Swear for goodness. It's ridiculous. Man, I watched Messy Monday yesterday. That junk had me rolling. I love me some goddamn Zoe. Ooh. Oh, and he fine. We ain't even gonna talk about it though. But now I had watched that thing yesterday. These YouTubers is getting out of hand. Everybody is just, oh, child. Everybody out of pocket, out of hand, shoot, out of purse. We out here really going. I'm like, all right now. If that's what y'all finna do, that's what y'all finna do. But how y'all being mad when everybody be in y'all business? I still can't get over Corey sitting over here talking about some, I got a bunch of black people sitting over here doing this. I can't stand when black people be ignorant towards other black people. Like, what are you even talking about? That's the dumbest thing I done heard all day. You know what I'm saying? It just be, Oh my gosh. Let me stop, because we ain't finna talk about it. I need to see. You know what? Let me see right now. Because I've been out here slipping and tripping and slipping. Was slipping on my Power Ranger game. Now I'm over here slipping on anime. Lord. I just watched Princess Jellyfish. Why ain't nobody tell me that thing was good before? That show was popping. I was like, oh snap, boy, I done missed two episodes to this doggone thing. Love me some How Not to Summon the Demon Lord. Ooh, yes. That's my show, I tell you. And, ooh, the Saint's magic power is omnipotent. I'm sorry, everybody, for like the people that don't know Funimation or anime or anything like that. First of all, maybe you should get on that. Maybe, you know, that's something you need to explore. Okay? For the people that do know what that is, girl, I've been out here struggling. Can't even watch me an episode. But boy, the Saint's power is omnipotent, and How Not to Summon the Demon Lord is for real. But the Saint's power had me rolling, boy. Saint's power is for real. I was like, oh, gosh. All I want to know is, when is they coming out with season 2 of Shield Hero? Because that's the only thing I'm trying to watch. God doggone it. Shoot. Ooh, season whatever the heck of Fruit Baskets was good too. Was that season 2 or season 3? Something like that. I don't know. But it was good. It was real good. Ooh. But, yeah. Child, and I need to go ahead and stop being lazy. I got money to pay my phone bill. I just have chosen not to because I got Wi-Fi and I don't be trying to call nobody anyway. But I just, you know, sometimes it just be the most to even get on the app to pay. Child, got money, next minute I don't got money because I'm sitting up here paying all these bills and junk. Anyways, well, that's all I got for today. Somebody needs to give me some advice. Somebody needs to do something with me because I swear for goodness, I'm trying to get my friend. And I know I should not, But he find his freak. Nice. And we already have like a really weird, awkward, above friendship kind of relationship. And it's just,
oh gosh. Oh, what have I become? What am I doing? Oh, let me stop. You know what? No. No. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I have been fine not dealing with no doggone dudes. I have been fine not dealing with nobody because everybody get on my nerves anyway. I'm not trying to be, you know, who am I kidding? Anyways. All right, I'll see y'all later. I'm out here, you know, going through my little midlife crisis and stuff. Ain't none of y'all finna help me, but it's fine because all y'all's rude. But anyways, I hope everybody just has fun listening to these things because, oh Lord, this everything that I spout and do on here is just a bunch of nonsense. I do be talking about a whole bunch of real stuff, but just the way it comes out is a bunch of nonsense. But I hope you all are doing well and, you know, aren't like me and out here falling for people that you know, is not gonna like you. I hope everyone's doing good. You know, work at their jobs, making money, doing all sorts of things. And if you're not, first of all, you suck. Okay? Remember that. Remember I said that. Number two, I feel like there always comes a time for everybody, and I feel like everybody should be doing it anyway. At almost all times. Self-reflect, really talk to yourself, really, you know, start to build yourself up and get yourself together. That way you can be proud of who you are, you know, without anyone else not being proud, I guess. I don't know. Who cares? Don't even worry about these people. Just make sure that you are okay with yourself, but also make sure that yourself is something that is worth being okay with. A lot of people get that confused. I'm like, they're like, oh, be okay with yourself, you know, love yourself, this is this, like, have confidence, but then you're like the rudest dude on the block, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, treat others with kindness and be confident in yourself and how you look and how whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, the nice, that's the only nice thing you're getting out of me today. All right, see you later.